Okay, we're reconvening now with our agenda item 3. This is the 2018 Operator of the Year Award. We're going to recognize our operators of the year who set an industry example by consistently going above and beyond the requirements of the Forest Practices Act. And we'll have Josh Bernard and Kirk Ausland begin this for us.
All right. Good morning, Chair Imeson, members of the board, and State Forester Doherty. For the record, my name is Josh Bernard. I'm the Field Support Unit Manager for Private Forests here in Salem. This morning, we'll start with a staff presentation detailing the Operator of the Year Award Program and the award recipient's work. After the presentation, we'll ask each operator's representatives to the front to receive their awards and recognition. We'll take photographs after we adjourn for lunch. The board will have an opportunity to join the award recipients and their families in the Clatsup room for refreshments.
So good morning, Chair Imeson, members of the board. That better?
How about now? There we go. Sorry about that. So good morning, Chair Imeson, members of the board, and State Forester Daughtery. I'm Kirk Ausland, Stewardship Forester, serving the Central Oregon District out of John Day. This morning, we will first review the Operator Recognition Program. Then we will play videos capturing the work done by the 2018 Operators of the Year. To conclude, we will invite you to recognize the operators for their excellent work. Now let's take a look at the recognition program goals, which are, number one, to recognize operators who consistently and voluntarily perform above the Oregon Forest Practice Act minimum requirements, and to improve public understanding of the Forest Practice Act, its administration, and its effectiveness in protecting natural resources. These are derived from Oregon Revised Statutes and the Forestry Program for Oregon under Goal D. ORS 527.630 states the Oregon Forest Practice Act policy, and Goal D strives to protect and improve the physical and biological quality of the soil and water resources of Oregon's forest through the administration of the Forest Practice Act. The department's efforts to honor the work that exceeds, in a good way, natural resource protection requirements includes recognizing excellent performance at three levels. First, the department and board may recognize the operators of the year for each area, Eastern, Northwest, and Southwest. The board typically relies on the regional forest practice committees with assistance from the private forest programs, division staff, and stewardship foresters to review the Operator of the Year nominations. Second, the regional committees may grant merit awards to recognize an operator's outstanding work, but only if the operator was nominated for the Operator of the Year award. Third, commendation letters provide local recognition for high-quality work. Operators may be nominated by anyone, stewardship foresters, various logging association members, industry members, landowners, and community leaders have nominated operators they see doing a commendable job. This year, Chris Strunk of Weyerhaeuser Company and ODF stewardship forester Steve Wetmore nominated the Southwest Oregon Region Operator of the Year. Ashley LaTorre, an ODF stewardship forester who works out of our Astoria office, nominated the Northwest Oregon Operator of the Year. This year's Eastern Oregon Region Operator of the Year was nominated by myself. The Operators of the Year are selected based on five criteria, which are consistency. The committee assesses whether the operator has a history of performing above the Forest Practice Act minimum requirements. Difficulty, did the operation include streams, lakes, or rivers, challenging topography, or critical habitat? Essentially, was this an atypical harvest that required particular care and skills to be successful? Number three is innovation and extra effort. The committee asks whether the operator implemented a new technology or strategy in its operation, or did the operator exert extra caution and effort to ensure it both complied with and performed above the Forest Practice Act minimum requirements. Number four is results. As the operator strives for business results, the committees and department staff assess whether the nominees achieve the results the Forest Practice Act seeks and the results you ask the department to achieve through rules you promote and your leadership. Financial risk to the operator. The nominees are also graded on whether, in addition to their business risk, they took an additional financial risk to achieve commendable results. The Regional Forest Practice Committee members select the operators of the year by either touring the sites or reviewing videos that capture the operations and reviewing the nomination applications. Then they deliberate as a committee to select the operator of the year and name merit award recipients. After selecting the recipients, the department works with various outlets to achieve the second goal, educating people about the Forest Practice Act and how it works. The department recognizes the operator of the year at the Associated Oregon Loggers and Oregon Small Woodlands Association annual meetings, the Oregon Logging Conference, through media coverage, and using the various ODF venues, including print and social media outlets. Before we look at the 2018 Operators of the Year, we would like to share with you the 2018 Merit Award recipients. The Merit Award recipients for 2018 are, from the Eastern Oregon region, Tansy Forest Improvement of Wallawa, Dave Harmon Logging of Keno, and from the Northwest Oregon region, Gwynn and Sons Logging of Vernonia. Chair Imeson, members of the board, before we turn to the videos that highlight the operator's work, I would like to thank Jim Gersbach and Nick Henneman, ODF Public Affairs representatives, along with John Baldwin and ODF Salem intern for their excellent work preparing these videos. Before we show the videos, are there any questions we can answer about the recognition program? Okay. Now, let's take a look at the 2018 Operators of the Year. B&M Timber earned the Eastern Oregon Operator of the Year Award for minimizing soil disturbance during a winter harvest in a narrow canyon while also protecting a fish-bearing stream that runs through the canyon. The award also recognizes B&M Timber for helping multiple landowners by careful salvage logging of their properties after a devastating 2015 wildfire in Eastern Oregon.
I'm the third generation of the Mason family to be the steward of this ground. The ranch has been in the family for 100 years.
I've been working in the woods off and on since 1999. Started my own business 3 years ago. Worked for a lot of other different people around the area, around the state of Oregon, actually.
He came over and we looked at trees, we talked about it, and eventually we decided that Mr. Clemens would be the guy that we wanted to give a go with.
I met with a gentleman, and they were needing some help on a couple logging projects, and so I told them we'd help them.
So Brad has really focused on those relationships with landowners.
We spoke with the landowner and talked to him about, you know, let's clean this up.
When I took this job, I came up with the landowner and the state forester. I seen the biggest issue was how overgrown this is, how tall the timber is, and how tight the situation was going to be. With the creek to our west right now at this point, and a real steep hillside to our east, we have very little area to cut trees, to log it, and to get the logs out of here. And so I brought Patrick in, knowing that he knew how to cut this stuff and to lay it so that we don't break it. That's the biggest thing. This stuff is so tall that you have to lay it in tight spots not to break it so we can use it all. We're trying to utilize everything we can. It's been taking a lot of times two guys to get this timber laid out without damaging it or damaging the creek or the riparian areas or other trees as well.
It takes somebody in this canyon where it's so steep, where it's so tight, it takes somebody that's an experienced timber faller to put tree A on the ground without damaging B, C, and D.
All these drainages are really erosion prone, and so if you're going to log it, you got to do it correctly with that in mind so that you really reduce the impact to the spring runoff and fall runoff even.
This being a fish-bearing stream, that's one of the reasons I wanted, you know, I wanted somebody that was going to truly follow the Forest Practices Act, and we're real comfortable with what Mr. Clemens has done.
When I evaluate a crossing, a proposed crossing, the main thing is can we do it with the least amount of impact to the stream channel itself? That's the most important thing, and minimize disturbance to the stream channel. So they'll put the crossing in, try not to have it too elevated, and have it in a good location so it protects that stream channel.
We've done this in what we've called stage cutting. We started at the north end of this project and have been working south. We haven't just cut the north end and just cut completely through. We've cut at the north end, then we've jumped to the south end, then we've jumped to the middle. Reason is, there's no place to put it.
One of the reasons I decided to nominate Brad Clemens for EOA Operator of the Year was his attentiveness to detail and to doing the right thing for the landscape.
The complexion of the ground has changed so much when these trees are hauled out of here. But the more I'm up, the more I'm getting used to it, and the more I think that we're achieving and heading in the right direction. I don't think that we could have found anybody any better.
I truly believe that we're going to meet that objective that Roger and Meredith, the whole Ettinger family, wants. Cleaning it up, taking out enough trees to enhance his ground for other generations of trees and for his kids and their families later on down the road.
Done a really good job. So that's why I nominated him for Operator of the Year. Just the quality of work, keeping landowners happy, and doing the right thing.
J.M. Browning Logging earned the 2018 Northwest Oregon Area Operator of the Year Award for protecting streams and improving future fish habitat through structural logging. The award also recognizes Browning for decades of consistently applying best management practices to safeguard forest resources, even under challenging circumstances.
So Hampton is a family-owned company, and they've been in Oregon for 75 years.
Hampton's long-term vision is to first follow the rules, follow the laws, and then some. It's important to the people that I work for and the people I work with, and me too, that we provide the most protection we can to the stream, whether it's shade for fish, whether it's long-term woody debris, that we're doing what the biologists tell us that the ecosystem needs for the long-term health of the riparian area and the stream.
This property is a long-term property for Hampton, and it's planned to stay in the family, and so it's a very valuable piece that we want to manage for the long term.
Well, I think the Forest Practices Act, one of the strengths is that it does provide options for the landowner. It's not just that you have to leave a set distance in the riparian management areas and stay out of them, that it allows the operator and the landowner to make decisions on the ground about what they choose to do and how they choose to do it, how it'll set it up to better the habitat along the stream for the future.
So a hardwood conversion harvest is where you're removing hardwood from the stream buffer. And the idea behind that is that hardwood does not provide as much shade as a conifer-dominated stand would. And so by removing the hardwood, we can replace it with conifer to provide greater shade in the future for that stream. So when we're choosing an operator for an operation like this, we're looking for an operator that has a long history of excellent work quality and that has the experience and knowledge that we have a great working relationship. That's very important, especially on operations like this, where you have more difficult harvest conditions.
I've worked in the woods for 46 years. I expect a job well done. I expect people to work hard, hustle, and do a good job, a job they're proud of. Something I learned from my dad.
Before any work was done, we all understood what was on the ground and what was to be expected.
We've done pre-site meetings. We talk about it, We have a safety meeting. We talk about what we're going to do, how we're going to log this unit. Wow, this is complicated. How are we going to fall these trees here, not get them into the RMA? Where are we going to bring these trees to process and work up and not deliver any sort of sediment to the stream?
So the use of technology really allows us to ensure that we're following the Forest Practices Act. One of the great tools with LIDAR is to be able to see stream channels and to be able to identify where streams are prior to field work and identify unstable slopes or other considerations. LIDAR is almost indispensable for that.
We need to tread lightly around the streams. In Clatsop County, there's just about a stream in every logging job. We need to be alert, make sure that we're not getting any sediment in the stream.
Well, by doing this during the dry season, we didn't have that risk or worry about having sedimentation reach the live stream. And anytime we have sediment and reaches a live stream, it has a negative impact on the fish and the other aquatic life.
You know, a lot of people look at, well, the loggers, they just destroy everything. No, we're environmentalists also.
They live here, they work here, they hunt here, they really do care about the land and the job they leave behind.
They were working in places very close to the stream and in the stream buffers, and doing that work is very sensitive, and they were able to do it very well and were able to leave the leave trees in the stream buffers in very good shape and not damage the buffers at all.
We try not to take any corridor trees. We try to work through the RMZ and protect the buffer, keep it in one piece, and keep the sediment out of the creeks.
They have large ground-based operating machinery that's track-mounted, and that allows them to be able to handle the wood from and pass it from place to place rather than drag the wood. And you can see that in the post-harvest portions of this operation. You can't even tell where they've been.
And Jay Browning met or exceeded all my expectations on that. He really went above and beyond.
You know, I think a logger has to believe in the Forest Practices Act, that it's good for the waters of the state, good for the ground, good for the animals. The whole idea is just to protect the environment. I talked to a couple of commercial fishermen one day, and they said, thank you for the job well done. We're seeing the fish come back.
Dave Wilkerson Logging earned the Southwest Operator of the Year Award for safely harvesting a highly visible tract at the entrance to the town of Butte Falls. The tract, amid power lines and busy foot and road traffic, contained a fish-bearing stream. It took Dave's crew extra effort to harvest near the stream in a manner that protected a buffer zone along the waterway. He also was able to selectively log the tract without damaging younger trees, helping keeping the site's aesthetic appeal for area residents.
His reputation's good because what we see here is it's a really nice, clean logging job in terms of the slash is dealt with. There's a lot of care taken to protect residual trees. And he places a lot of emphasis. He's the kind of operator that we like to see operating near the streams and the RMAs. Very conscientious operator, very concerned about protecting Oregon's resources, water resources, and wildlife.
Weyerhaeuser's looking for somebody that's going to move and extract the volume that we're looking at in the field, maximize the value of that, be safe operating, and be a good representative for the company in the field. And this is one of those jobs where there's all kinds of concerns for a company like us, where we've got public interface right there, and we needed somebody that would come in there and do a really excellent job and put a good face to the name of Weyerhaeuser with the town of Butte Falls.
When I drive by here to go to work every day, I got to look at it, and I've had comments on it that it looks good, so That means a lot to me right there.
Dave exceeded all of my expectations on that job, as he did on all the jobs that I worked with him on. He interfaced directly with the mayor. He dealt regularly with the people that were transferring through the job site. We had homeowners that needed to get through on a daily basis. We had transients going through the property. We had flaggers that he had posted on the highway through the whole portion of the job that was around the highway, and worked well with the Trees Inc. company that worked with the power company.
The number one thing on this, when I first came here to this, was the safety, because it had a power line running through it. And I needed to protect the guys that work for me, the general public driving up and down the road. This was a unique site. It had a lot of people that walked through here. I had to put people on each end of it, a guy, a flagger, to keep people from walking through it so they didn't get hurt. That was my number one thing here. I was afraid. I didn't want someone walking in underneath the tree, power line going, that type of deal. Here, each logging job is different. You know, each site's different, and that's what you have to pick up on a lot of times, is the site, what the site dictates. There's some stuff that you could cut everything and it'll grow a tree, and then there's other ones that don't.
On every operation that I've worked with Dave on, there's always a variable number of environmental concerns. On this particular unit, there was a medium fish stream, Huckle Creek, that ran through the unit, as well as intermittent channels that flow into that stream. So the written plan that was turned into the state says that we're going to honor the buffer that's been flagged in the field, and it meets certain objectives. And then there's requirement for felling away from or parallel to that stream buffer to keep the integrity there. One of the things that's not written in that written plan is how we're going to protect those side channels that are intermittent streams. Dave will go out on each of those projects. He'll go and walk the entire unit, find those intermittent channels. Even though they're not running water today, they will be in the future, and he's looking for a way to design a harvest around those streams so that he's not impacting those intermittent waterways that will eventually possibly deliver sediment into the streams.
They would want you to like fall, directionally fall everything away from it, you know, and so that's what we've done in here. That's a real good rule to have.
He's really conscientious about protecting Oregon's resources, especially our streams. He's a really good operator to have near the streams in terms of protecting, working within, doing directional falling, minimizing the impact to not just the merchantable timber, but the brush and the other vegetation inside that stream area.
Yeah, Dave goes above and beyond looking at the Forest Practices Act. He's not just looking to meet those requirements that it sets forth. He's looking to put his image on every job that he works on. He's looking to not only meet but exceed all expectations.
The Oregon Forest Practices Act is really designed to help Oregonians protect their own resources, the streams, the fish, the wildlife, the trees, and it just gives them the sideboards which they can operate. And from that, he always strives to leave more trees near the streams, leave additional trees, does a really good job of protecting residual trees like we see here, so the landowner doesn't have a higher reforestation expense.
If an operator isn't careful with an overstory harvest, there can be a tremendous amount of value loss in each stand that they harvest, because they're going to wipe out the next generation, essentially. Dave puts forward the energy and the effort and the dedication to make sure that that understory is left free to grow and that it's healthy and ready to move into the future.
If you got 25-year-old trees that are 20 or 30 feet tall, there's no sense in knocking them down or cutting them if you can, you know, save them.
If you look around, he cleans up all his slash. He brings it, he whole trees it, which a lot of operators do. But even the branches that break off and stuff, he'll put them back into skid trails and use that as a mat to run on and kind of break it down. So what you don't see is jackpots or big buildups of slash outside of the piles. He just cleans it up so it looks really nice, and then it's easier to plant for the landowner.
We took a lot of effort in here cleaning this up to make it look good. This should have a bunch of slash on the ground, and it don't.
Once the slash piles are burnt by the landowner this winter, you won't really be able to tell. And that was probably a comfort for the people that live out here in Butte Falls, that they didn't have a high fire hazard put right next to or inside the city limits.
It's a good occupation. You know, you can look back at things like this and say, yeah, you know, we logged that. Look at it. Still trees on it, and it's growing.
Chair Imeson, board members, and State Forestry Directory, these are your 2018 Operators of the Year. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, on behalf of the Private Forest Division staff, I would like to thank the 2018 Operators of the Year for their exemplary work. On behalf of the department staff, I also want to thank the operators for their outstanding effort and examples they set.
Chair Imeson, members of the board, State Forester Doherty, thank you for the opportunity to discuss the recognition program and share these operator stories with you this morning.
Now we invite Brad Clemens of B&M Timber to come forward to receive the Eastern Oregon Region Operator of the Year Award.
All of us know it's, especially for us over on the east side, it's a lot of hours behind the wheels to get to where we're going. Thanks.
Next, would Jay Browning of J.M. Browning Logging please come forward to receive the Northwest Oregon Region Operator of the Year Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Would you like to say something?
You know, I know everybody strives every day to do this. Everybody around where I live, we have a lot of good loggers, and you know, it's nice to get recognized for the extra effort. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Now we ask Dave Wilkerson of Dave Wilkerson Logging to come forward to receive the Southwest Oregon Region Operator of the Year Award.
I'd like to thank everybody, all my crew, Chris Strunk, Steve Wetmore, the board here, and my family, my wife, and she couldn't make it today, but thank everybody. Thank you.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, this is one of the really nice days we get to have every year. Members of the Board of Forestry take a little step back from our policy making, rule making, budget discussions, everything else we deal with, and just thank people for great work and going, as many have said in the presentations, going really above and beyond and taking great care of the land. So we really appreciate all of you who earned this award and all of those who were. We're gonna break for lunch after this,
yep.
But want those awardees and families to stick around. So photos.
Great.
Peter, anything else?
Again, this is the recognition award is a really important part of what we do. It relates to the forestry program for Oregon, as staff explained, and really the board supports voluntary measures, and so recognizing when people do take voluntary measures going above and beyond is really important to reinforce that we really do appreciate the work of loggers who go above and beyond. So thanks very much again and congratulations.
Yes, we're adjourned until 1 o'clock.